This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I need you guys to do me a favor this Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, as we probably get up for work on a Sunday and then realize it's Sunday and I could have slept in. Biological clocks. Well, this Sunday, February 22nd, I need you guys to get up at your normal time, make yourself some coffee, perhaps have your breakfast, cereal, whatever. 7:30 to 8, I need you to tune into the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You're getting ready to go to church, perhaps. Check out the radio station. Check out yourdefendingfathers.com website, the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, or the radio station's website, wchy.us. I need you to check out Rick Hughes' radio show that we've had for years, Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. And this show is not going to ask for donations. They're not going to ask for you to pay anything. But if you listen and you hear something that you think you might like to get, Rick Hughes down in Cropwell, Alabama, will mail it to you for free. The Flatline broadcasts every Sunday on radio stations across the United States. Station times are listed on their website, rickhughesministries.org. The goal of the show is to help you verify and identify the plan that God has for your life. He has written books, and he will mail them to you for free. He's also put together packages to have a discussion with a group. You have a particular group that meets on a weekly or monthly basis. You can actually get a topic of information from him for you to share with your group. He's got all kinds of handouts. He's got bookmarkers. He's got actual books. And they're very short. Here's a list real quick. A Crash Course in Christianity. A Divine Pardon. Bible Promises and Principles. This is a good one. Christian Problem Solving. Plotline Transcripts. God's Grace in Aging. Life's Toughest Years. Practicing Your Christianity. Understanding Your Soul. Do me a favor. Get up Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8. Listen to this show. And if you want to contact Rick, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K, and I'll send you his mailing address, phone number 800-831-0718, and his website, rickhughesministries.org. Do me a favor, Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. right now. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the SAVE Act. As you know, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, got it passed in the House, sent it to the Senate. Democrats fighting it tooth and nail. Well, one Republican who has a very serious contended, I guess I'm kind of torn about this, contentious race is in Maine. Susan Collins. In Maine, those people are all over the place, politically speaking. You don't have a real strong Republican Party. You don't have a real strong Democrat Party, independents. They're all over the place. Susan Collins runs as a Republican. But she's always constantly voting against President Trump. Her, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Rand Paul sometimes from Kentucky. These weird Republicans, I'm not going to call them rhinos, they're weird. Depending on the issue, depending on the bill, depending on what it is, sometimes they're with the Republicans, sometimes they're not. Now, back in the day when Mitch McConnell, who no longer is the Senate Majority Leader, it's John Thune, Senator from South Dakota. Mitch McConnell controlled everybody with money. You want to get reelected? We need you on this vote. We need you to vote yes. If not, you're not going to get any money for your reelection. It's that simple. So basically, they're always in a conundrum as to whether or not they're going to vote with the Republicans or whether they're going to vote against them. Well, I don't know if any of you've got this, but I've gotten a couple of text messages from Susan Collins herself, or at least her campaign. She's in a tough race. Heated, contended race in Maine. Whether or not she's going to get reelected, potentially flipping it from a Republican, quote-unquote Republican, Susan Collins, to a far-left progressive socialist, someone in the model of Bernie Sanders. Well, I get this text message that she's going to vote with the Republicans and vote for the SAVE Act. Now, the SAVE Act is very simple. You have to prove that you're a U.S. citizen in order to vote in this country. Duh. Well, it polls at like 85% with Republicans, 70% with Democrats, and like 90% with independents. And in this text message I got from Susan Collins, she says, this is very much common sense legislation. It polls very high with everybody. So I'm voting for it. Yeah. You know what you're voting for is the money. Because in the close, guess what? She's asking for money. It's that simple. So here's my question. Do we send any money to Susan Collins to help her win that seat in Maine? Or do we keep our money for our folks here in Michigan? I'm really, really torn about this one. Because if we don't help her raise enough money to run the TV commercials to push the people of Maine to vote for, we're going to lose that seat. And the person running against her is a flat out, far left, communist, social, progressive. Maine will go even further to the left than it has been under Susan Collins. So, interesting race, interesting text message, and a little bit of a status update on the SAVE Act. They were able to get it done in the House, and now they're going to get it done in the Senate. So pretty interesting. And one thing that I think that the process itself, will it get done? I think it will. I think it'll be sent to President Trump's desk. He'll sign it, and it will completely tremendously impact the upcoming election. Potentially. We'll see. We shall see. Now, lastly, this is kind of interesting. There's all kinds of saber rattling going on in the Middle East with regards to Iran. Donald Trump and his negotiators are trying to negotiate a final deal with Iran, but it's not looking good. And honestly, I think they're just buying time. They're just buying time for the destroyers to get there with the airplanes, with the missiles, ready to do another attack on Iran. And the Democrats in Washington are yelling and screaming, Mr. President, you can't do that without congressional support. No, I have to go to Congress to get a declaration of war. I'm not declaring war on Iran. I'm just going to bomb the heck out of them. This will be a strategic planned attack. It'll be a strike. And I think this will be the last strike. I think this one is going to be so large, so big, it's going to target not only their nuclear installations, but I think they're going after the ballistic missiles. And I think they might even be going after some of their leaders. Regime change? Yeah, it's probably going to happen because their current leaders are all going to be dead. That's my opinion. But I'm looking at all kinds of reports. I'm listening to news. I'm connecting the dots. And the ships are lining up. Okay, boys. You got another week to get this negotiated settlement, this deal. But if they're not going to give me everything I want, I'm going to change things in Iran. And the Democrats are just losing their minds. Yelling and screaming, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this. Well, if he deems it a national security threat, he does. And again, he's not declaring war. You guys need to read the Constitution. President must seek congressional approval to declare war against any foreign nation or threat, perceived threat. And that's basically what he's operating under. I'm not declaring a war. I'm just going to do a couple military strikes and then bring the ships back. Israel has a whole lot of interest of what's going on. Why? Because Iran has been providing all the weapons to be used by their surrogates against Israel. Hamas, Hezbollah, they're all getting their weaponry from Iran. You take out nuclear, you take out ballistic missiles, you take out all their ammunition, munitions that they use for roadside bombs and other things. This is a game changer. And it needs to be done. One way or another, we have got to get a different Iran. The world does. And all their citizens support the change of regime in Iran. They want new leaders. And if President Trump and our military delivers it for them, they will be absolutely indebted to him and our country forever. Remember how they got rid of the Shah of Iran back in the late 70s? Look at what we got. Well, many people are saying, get rid of these guys and God only knows what you're going to get. No, God knows. He's already chosen the person to take it over. They have got to have fair elections and elect a new Congress and run it the right way. That current regime has got to go. And Donald Trump is in the process of doing it. Stars are lining up. We need to pray for the president, give him wisdom, listen to God's divine providence, do it the way he wants it done for the future of not only Iran, but the world, especially the Middle East. Game changer, folks. And I just thank God it's President Donald J. Trump and not Kamala Harris in the Oval Office making these difficult decisions. I thank God for Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War. Absolutely. This has got to be done. But he's giving one last chance for diplomacy. Jared Kushner and others are over there trying to negotiate a deal. And guess what? Iran leaders, their representatives, yeah, we're not willing to do anything about our ballistic missiles. Nothing about our munitions. And we want to negotiate on nuclear. They're claiming that they want nuclear for energy. Not for atomic bombs, but for nuclear-powered plants to produce electricity. Really? When you're sitting on all that oil, you need nuclear-powered electricity plants? I don't think so. So, going to be a very interesting week. Again, pray for our president. Pray for our negotiators. Pray that they do God's will. You know, so many people want to politicize what's going on in the world right now. Donald Trump's not doing that. He realizes that he is now down to 2 years and 10 months and counting. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about the politics as far as re-election. He's not going to get re-elected. It'll either be J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio as president and vice president, or vice versa. Doesn't matter. Those are going to be the front runners in 2028 for the Republican Party. It's already a foregone conclusion. We'll just see where he handles our current foreign policy and worldly affairs. Got another story from